in what could become my home away from home. We get ready for basketball between the Dort College Defenders and the Davenport Panthers from the Boltman Center on the campus of Northwestern College in Orange City. We were here Wednesday evening for Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action. We are here this evening for non-conference men's college basketball as the Dort College Defenders and the Davenport Panthers get set to do battle. A couple of teams that have spent the better part of the last few seasons in the top 25 in the NAI Coaches Top 25 poll. The Dort College Defenders and Davenport Panthers set to play for the first time in school history. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 3-0, a high-scoring outfit, and things are a little skewed after three games. I don't think that this pace can be maintained. Dort College averaging 106 points per ball game, surrendering 91 points per game, while the Davenport Panthers are scoring 78 points per game and giving up 59.5 points per game. They have built a 2-0 record up to this point. Good evening, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside as the Dort College Defenders and Davenport Panthers open up what is a busy weekend in Orange City for basketball, football, and volleyball. This is part of a four-game classic. The second game of the day features Trinity versus Northwestern tonight. Tomorrow they'll start up again at 2:30 with Dort College versus Trinity, followed by Northwestern versus Davenport. Northwestern also hosting a football game tomorrow afternoon against number one rated Morningside, and the Northwestern Red Raiders, along with Dort College, hosting Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round volleyball tomorrow evening. Dort College is hosting a contest at 7:30 versus Briarcliff, while the Northwestern Red Raiders are hosting Morningside in Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal play tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. Let's jump into our pregame show, and before we go any further, let's check in with Coach Ross Dahma, Dort College men's basketball coach, as he talked with me earlier tonight about this matchup between these two teams, and here's what the coach had to say. Coach Ross Dahma and the Dort College Defenders get set to play the Davenport Panthers in non-conference basketball, the first of two games this weekend at the Boltman Center in Orange City. And, Coach, you're coming off a win on Tuesday night. You've had a couple of days to prepare. Davenport, you made a comment on the post-game show on Tuesday night that number 10 in the country, but maybe a little underranked. This is a very good team that has put together a very good program.
They have, Mike. They've been good for a long period of time. They're a team that's recognized on the national level with a great deal of respect. And they got a couple players coming back who are very good, who are difference makers at this level, and we're certainly going to have our hands full tonight.
What type of team are they? What do we expect?
Big, athletic, team that really preys on turnovers and converting them rather quickly. For us, it's going to be really important that we take care of the ball and that we do as good a job as we can on the boards. We are certainly, from a physical standpoint, running up against a team that's very superior in that regard.
You have played three games up to this point. Say the two games last, that ends up playing out that way. You play a team that you should beat last Tuesday in Grace. Does the level of competition that you face before you get to the GPAC, does that play into how you schedule things?
It does. We knew coming into this classic here that Northwestern was going to bring in Davenport, which is really good. Certainly a team like this, after playing three games, I think is really healthy for us, especially given the fact that we're a relatively young team in many regards. So we're going to be definitely exposed in some areas tonight. We know that. But we also feel like it's a chance for us to grow as well.
How do you prepare your team for Davenport?
Well, I think you just really focus in on the things that that going forward. Giving them one shot on the offensive end, and that's really going to be important. And on our offensive end, it's going to be equally important that we take care of the basketball, that we get good shots. I think those are things that we're going to stress all year long, but playing against an opponent like that, they become even more important and even more critical. I think it's just a good game for us to play at this point in time in the season.
Trinity tomorrow, we won't have that game broadcast, but two very good opponents. There is no slouch in this classic, as we sometimes see. Trinity tomorrow, I'm sure you haven't talked to the team much about Trinity. You talk about that tomorrow, but two very good opponents this weekend.
Yeah, very good opponents. It's a very quality classic. Trinity will come in, and at this point they're 1-0, so they're feeling pretty good about things. We'll know a little bit more about them tonight, but we just know that coming here this weekend is certainly going to make us better.
That is Coach Ross Dalma talking about tonight's contest between the North College Defenders and Davenport. And right now, Coach Dalma and his counterpart on the Davenport bench, Bert Paddock, in his sixth year, exchanging pleasantries in front of me. Let's take a look at this Davenport team. They're 2-0 this far. They have beaten Kuiper and St. Francis of Indiana. Panthers are shooting for a 45% success rate, and opponents are making 37% of their shots. Davenport also owns a 41-36 rebounding advantage and have gotten to the free throw line 51 times and made 36 so far. Dominus Burnett is scoring at a 19 points per game clip, averages 4.5 rebounds, 56.5% of his field goals are made. Javante Ford is scoring 14 points per outing and is 4 of 10 on three-point shots so far this season. Mike Betcher has come off of the bench to average 8.5 points per game, and Brema High is at 7.5 points per contest. For North College, they're 3-0 this season after wins over Valley City State, Jamestown, and Grace. The Defenders are averaging 106 points per game and allow 9.3 points per game. Line 122 times and converted 96 through three games for a 78.7% clip. Opponents are making 48.6% of their field goals, and turnovers are about even, with North College averaging 16.3 turnovers to 15.7 for foes. North College holds a 39-27.7 average rebounding advantage. Kyle Lindberg is averaging a team-high 21.3 points per game, goes along with 9.7 rebounds. Tyler Walthersdorf and Austin Koch each score 16.7 points per game, and Dalton Franken is scoring at a 15.3 points per game clip. Nathan Rindles rounds out the double-digit North College scoring with an 11.3 points per game clip, and Alex Terpstra has come off the bench to score 9.3 points per game. Davenport's 62-61 win over St. Francis came at home for the Panthers. Davenport was out-rebounded 42-27, but turned the ball over eight fewer times than St. Francis, which gave them eight more shots from the floor to make up for 42.9% field goal shooting. Let's pause for our national anthem.
Sometimes they forget the words.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. For Dort College, their last time out was a win over Grace in Omaha, Nebraska this past Tuesday evening. Dort College had six players in double figures in that one, and a seventh narrowly missed hitting for double figures. First NAI Division II basketball polls were released on October 29. Three Great Plains Athletic Conference teams were rated in the top 25. They're Midland at number 8, Northwestern number 15, Hastings number 23. Davenport is rated number 10 in the country. Here are your starting lineups. First of all, for Davenport, they will start number 1, Brema High, a 5'11 freshman from Monrovia, Liberia, averaging 7.5 points per game. Dominez Burnett is a 6'5 sophomore from Flint, Michigan, averaging 19 points per game. Dawid Chernowski is a 6'7 sophomore from Poznan, Poland. He's averaging less than a point per game. Number 14 is Javonte Ford. Ford is a 6'3 senior from Grand Rapids, Michigan, averaging 14 points per game. And DeArmond Davis is a 6'7 senior from Indianapolis, Indiana, averaging 7 points per game. Off of the bench, Kevin Rich, 6.5 points per game. He is a 6'6 freshman from Grand Rapids. Number 12 is Mike Batcher, a 6'9 senior from Schoolcraft, Michigan, averaging 8.5 points per game. Nick Gamble is a 6-foot freshman from Fort Wayne, Indiana, averaging 7 points per contest. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start Nathan Rindles. Rindles is a 6'1 sophomore from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 11.3 points per game. Austin Kachi is a 6'4 senior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 16.7 points per outing. Kyle Lindberg is averaging 21.3 points per game. He's a 6'7 senior from Margate, Florida. Dalton Franken is a 6'5 freshman from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 15.3 points per game. And Tyler Waltersdorf is a 6'5 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 16.7 points per game. Alex Terpster is a 6'4 freshman from Highland Ranch, Colorado. He'll come off of the bench. He's averaging 9.3 points per game. Danny Voss is a 6-foot freshman from Ripon, California, averaging a point per game. Austin Vermeer is a 6'6 freshman from Layton, Iowa, averaging 4.5 points per game. And David Denherter is a 6'9 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 6.7 points per game off of the bench for the Defenders. Davenport with the basketball as we start play. Dort College in their home white jerseys. Davenport with it on the right side is High. High swinging around left side over to Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. They swing it top of the key. Davenport working the perimeter right now, driving into the lane with the basketball is Ford. Ford finger roll is good. Ford with the two-point basket, and the Dort College Defenders trail 2-0. Back the other way, Austin Kachi, three-pointer from the corner, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away long by Ford. Here comes Davenport. Panthers into the front court, lob pass goes down low. They feed the trailer, kick-out pass, three-pointer on the way. Burnett, Burnett buries it. Dominez Burnett with the three-point. Defenders trail 5-0. With the basketball, Lindberg. Lindberg goes over to Kachi. Kachi swing it, top of the key, Franken. Franken with the basketball, right side, Kachi. Kachi at the top of the key, picks up his dribble, comes right side over to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline, double team, gets it away, Lindberg. Lindberg head fake, crosses man up into the air, and he's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Foul whistled on Davis. DeArmond Davis whistled for his first personal foul. Team foul number one on Davenport. Kyle Lindberg to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 5-0 our score. Davenport out of the chute quickly. A couple of made baskets. Lindberg gets a free throw. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw coming for the senior from Margate, Florida. And Lindberg sizes it up, leaves it short. And Davenport will walk the ball into the front court. High, the point guard. He passes left side, gives it up to Davis. Davis out front. They give it to the post player, Chernisky. Chernisky pops out to the perimeter. He wants to get rid of it. He does so quickly, gives it up to High. High, around the perimeter they go. Davenport setting the offense. Man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Frankens really sagging off of his man, Burnett. 10 seconds to shoot. Burnett with it at the top of the key. A long two on the way. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College with the basketball. Kyle into the front court. Kyle still has the dribble. Passes right side to Kachi. Kachi lost it as he put it on the floor. Here comes Davenport quickly back the other way. High will drive in. Lace it up. Good. Brema High with the two-point basket on the lay-in after the turnover. Dort College trails 7-1. Kyle Lindberg with the basketball, and we've got a hand check called on number 11, Chernosky. Chernosky whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. Dort College trails 7-1, 18:06 remaining. New player checking in. This is Mike Betcher. Betcher will check in. DeArmond Davis will check out. Throwing the ball in will be Rindles. Rindles feeds it out front to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf gives it up Rindles. Rindles with the basketball and an illegal screen called on Kyle Lindberg. Kyle Lindberg whistled for the personal foul. Slid just a little bit too much to the side as trying to set that screen. And coming back the other way will be Davenport with the basketball. Davenport setting the offense, and now we've got a foul called away from the ball. That foul is going to go on Dort College's Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for the personal, his first. Throwing the ball in will be Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. He gives it up high, high at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, comes back over to Betcher. Betcher, swing pass, right side to Ford. Kick out pass, high, high, jumper, top of the key, no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Here comes Dort College, trailing 7-1. Dort College basketball, they pass it over to Franken. Franken on the left wing. Franken looking, gives it up, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi very nearly travels with it, gives it up, Lindbergh, 20 to shoot. Lindbergh trying to drive in, lost it on the dribble, coming away with it, Davenport. Up ahead is Burnett. Burnett layup with the left hand, good. 9-1, Dort College trailing. Nathan Rindles with the basketball. Rindles has it on the right side, picks up his dribble, looks for Franken. Franken, deep right side, comes over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff, left side, Rindles. Rindles looking down low, now Kachi. Kachi with the basketball, quick hands by Ford, jarred it loose. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball, back over to Kachi. 13 to shoot for the defenders. Comes back left side to Franken. Franken puts it on the floor, down to the baseline. His pull-up from 12, left it short, no good. And the rebound is cleared out by Davenport. Davenport coming back the other way, high. High with the basketball. High with it on the wing. High setting the offense for Davenport. 16:40 remaining. High passes left side to Burnett. Burnett with the basketball at the top of the key. 9-1, Davenport in front. Stop, three-pointer, no good. The set shot by Chernesky. Rebound taken away by the defenders and Rindles. Rindles with it over Walterstorff. Tyler, three-pointer, rattles out, won't fall down. Halfway down, pops back out. Here comes Davenport. Dominez Burnett with the basketball. Burnett gives it up too high. Davenport running a set play. To the top of the key, they come back on the curl cut. Burnett. Burnett with a two-point basket. He's got seven, and the defenders trail 11-1, and Dort College is forced to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor with 16:03 remaining in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent. 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Dort College basketball trailing 11-1, 4 minutes into this contest. Davenport out to a fast start. Dort College has yet to respond. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi, three ball, left wing, got it. Austin Kachi gets a much-needed bucket for the defenders. Dort College trails 11-4 after the timeout. 15:45 remaining in the first half. Out front with the basketball is Burnett. Burnett with it at the top of the key. Burnett comes back over to Chernesky. Chernesky hands it back over to Burnett. Burnett's going to try to break Dort College down off of the dribble. Driving in, Burnett. Burnett gets the layup to go, and they call a blocking foul on the Dort College defenders and Austin Kachi. Foul called on Kachi as he was set up inside the half-moon circle. Dominez Burnett will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. And by my count, he's got 9 points already. And he's going for another two here. Or, pardon me, another free throw here. Ball tap and miss. The rebound. I was trying to catch the conversation between Coach Dalma and the official. 13-4. Our score. Dort College with the basketball. The ball got tapped out on the missed free throw. Comes over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. Kachi puts it on the floor one time. Comes over to Rindles. Rindles gets a screen. He drives to the top of the key. Franken. Franken will drive in. The runner from the right side missed it. No good. Left it short. Rebound taken away by Davenport. High with the basketball. He feeds it ahead to Prince. Prince with the basketball. Prince comes right side. Burnett. Burnett back to Prince. Prince, three-pointer. Is Prince. Prince with the ball. He comes back over. He gets three-turn pass. Davenport content to work the perimeter. Comes over to High. High. Swing pass left side. Burnett. Burnett on the wing. 14:35 remaining. Set shot, three-pointer is up and good for Mike Betcher. Betcher, the post player, pops out to hit the three. And the Dort College defenders coming back the other way. Lindberg feeds it out front. Rindles. Rindles left side. Franken. Franken misses the three-point attempt. Rindles had the hands on the rebound momentarily. And now a reach-in foul called on the Dort College defenders. Foul's going to go on David Den Herter. Den Herter whistled for the personal. His first. Team foul number four already on the defenders. 14:15 remaining in this first half. Davenport setting the offense high. High with the basketball comes right side to the new player, John McLeod. Back over to High. High, three-pointer is good. High with the three-point basket. Our score, Dort College. And we have a problem with the shot clock on the far side. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair, 722-2313. Well, there's a problem with the shot clock on the far side. And now they will get the clock reset to, I believe, 14:04. It's been all Davenport thus far, this 19-4. And the Dort College defenders need to find a way to get some offense put together. With the basketball left side, it goes Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the left wing. Gives it up to Kachi. Kachi looking right side. Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles puts it on the floor down the baseline and a foul called on Brema High. High whistled for the personal. Team foul number three called on Davenport. High checks out. Nick Gamble checks in. Dort College throwing the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This will be Rindles. Rindles gets it in to Lindberg. Lindberg down on the block. They double team him for the moment. Still have the double team. He's facing up 12 feet from the basket. Lost it on the baseline, and here comes Davenport. Davenport with the basketball. Gamble. Gamble out front. Gives it up to McLeod. McLeod with the basketball. Burnett. Burnett on the right wing. Burnett gives it up to Becker. Gamble comes back right side to McLeod. 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Davenport with the basketball. They work it around on the right side now to the top of the key. Three-pointer on the way by Becker. No good. Rebound controlled by Lindberg. Here comes Dort College into the front court. Lindberg goes right side. Walthersdorf. Tyler into the front court, and we've got a foul on the... Betcher whistled for the personal foul. So Tyler Walthersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. 13:03 remaining in this first half. First free throw on the way by Ty is short, no good. Well, points at a premium right now for the defenders, so you've got to make your free throws. And Dort College, 1-for-3 thus far from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Tyler Walthersdorf. This one is up and good as well. So Tyler Walthersdorf makes 1-of-2. And the defenders trail 19-5. Nick Gamble with the basketball, setting the offense. He's got it on the left wing, working against the defense by Rindles. Walthersdorf switches out on him. Now a three-pointer from the left wing. No good. Rebound fought for. Taken away by Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf quickly up the floor. He's going to drive the lane. Tries to dump it off for Rindles. Rindles gathers himself. Gets it over to Terpstra. Terpstra three. No good. Rebound taken down by Tyler Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf back over to Lindberg. Underneath to Terpstra. Terpstra fouled on the play. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Terpstra to the free throw line with Dort College trailing 19-5, 12:29 left to go in this first half. Terpstra, a 100% free throw shooter so far this season, and that is no longer in effect. He's now 6-for-7 from the charity stripe this year. On the floor for the defenders, Brian Sumner, Tyler Waltersdorf, Nathan Rindles, Kyle Lindberg, and Alex Terpstra. Terpstra shooting his second free throw. And that one's in and out at no good as well. Thanks for most free throw shooting. And they're now 2-for-6 tonight. Offensive rebound, no good. Rebound taken down by Lindberg. Dort College has a chance to cut into the lead. Rindles for the basketball. Dort College just getting a little ahead of themselves. Pass into the corner. Terpstra, three, no good. Rebound taken down by Davenport. Davenport quickly up the floor. And a reach-in foul called on the Dort College defenders, or a block actually going to be on Nathan Rindles. Rindles whistled for the personal and going to the free throw line will be Gamble. That's foul number one on the defenders. Foul number one on Rindles. Team foul number five on the defenders. Free throw is up, and that one's no good by Nick Gamble. He's got another one on the way. 12:04 left to play. First half. Dort College 2-for-6 from the charity stripe. They've got one field goal thus far. That is a three-pointer by Austin Kachi. 20-5 as the second free throw is up and good for Gamble. Rindles for the basketball, gives it back over to Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf in the backcourt, comes back over to Rindles. Rindles across half court. Passes middle of the floor, Lindberg. Lindberg, Terpstra. Terpstra, three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Tyler Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf comes back left side. Coming back the other way, Davenport. Driving in, Gamble. Gamble, layup, good. Nick Gamble with 3 points. And Davenport leads it 23-5. 23-5 our score. Across the door to Rindles. Rindles to Lindberg. Lindberg on the right elbow. Comes back over to Rindles. Left side Sumner. Sumner shovels it back outside Rindles. Rindles three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Davenport. Up with the ball quickly. Lob pass over the top. Kick out pass. 3-pointer on the way is good. Things are going pretty easy right now for Davenport. Kevin Rich with the three-point basket. And Davenport has opened up a 26-5 advantage. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That last bucket, just a two-point basket, making it 25-5. 11:05 left to go in the first half. Davenport right now on a 6-0 run. Dort College cannot buy a basket. They've got 1 3-pointer to their credit thus far tonight. And so Dort College, they've been getting some shots, some decent shots, some open looks at threes, but they have not been able to take the lid off of the basket. Bringing up is Rindles. Rindles at the top of the key, looking left side, goes over to Franken. Franken back over to Rindles. Rindles, dribble penetration from the right wing, nothing there. Comes over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf for the basketball. He feeds it left side. Kachi trying to pass it down low, and tipping it away is Javonte Ford. Javonte Ford taps it away. Inbounding the basketball, Dort College with it, 12 to shoot. This is Tyler Waltersdorf, 10. Right side, Franken. Franken puts it on the floor to the baseline. Now met to the middle of the floor, shovels it off for Lindberg. Lindberg muscles it up and down. 3 points for Lindberg. Dort College trails 25-7. 25-7, our score. Davenport basketball on the right side. They give it top of the key to Darman Davis. Davis is going to drive in. Finger roll with the right hand, good. 27-7 Darman Davis with the two-point basket on the finger roll. We've hit the midpoint of the first half. Right side it goes Rindles. Rindles on the right side comes back over to Franken. Franken looking down low. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles, Kachi. Kachi on the left side drives the lane. Fires it up, and he is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Davenport. Foul called on number 23, Javonte Ford. His first, team foul number six. 27-7, our score. Austin Kachi to shoot a pair of free throws. First one is up and through. He's got 4 points. Another free throw on the way for Austin Kachi. Kyle Lindberg will check out of the ballgame. David Denherter checks in. Second free throw by Kachi is up and good. Austin Kachi this season, 22 for 24 from the free throw line. Door College trails 27-9. Pass comes left side. Out front with the basketball is Ford. Door College looks like they're settling into a zone defense. We'll see how Davenport attacks it. On the left side with it is Ford. Ford, they look for the back screen. They find him, and Tyler Walterstorff able to get the offensive player. And they're going to call Tyler Walterstorff with the foul. His first, team foul number six. Davenport will inbound the basketball. They get it inbounded to Chernesky. Chernesky with it, right side. They give it into the corner, Ford. Ford back outside, three-pointer up, no good. Rebound taken away by David Denherter. Denherter with the basketball, quickly up the floor, off of the missed shot by Kevin Rich. Goes over to Rindles, Rindles to Kachi. Kachi up front, Franken. Franken, top of the key, three, can't get it to go. Denherter fighting for the rebound, it's jarred loose. Davenport comes up with it. Brema Hall with the basketball. Pardon me, that's Brema High with the basketball. He goes left side, over to Ford. 9 minutes remaining in the first half. High with it in between the circles. High looking down low. They go elbow instead. Give it up to Ford. Ford underneath to gets a return pass. He's got two field goals. And the Dort College defenders trail 29-9. Dalton Franken, the runner. And they wave the basket off. And they say the shot came, the foul came before the shot. So one and one on the way for Dalton Franken. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Davenport 29, Dort College 9, 8:42 left to go in this first half. Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot a one in the bonus. He's 8 for 10 this season, make it 9 for 11. Another free throw on the way. Another free throw on the way for Franken, that's his first point of the day. And he makes them both. Dalton Franken with a pair of free throws. Dort College trails 29-11. 8:35 left to play in this first half. Dort College looking like they're still in his own defense. High with the basketball. High goes right side over to Burnett. Burnett back right side. Three-pointer in and out. No good by Kevin Rich. Here comes Dort College and Dalton Franken. Franken up front. And threw it behind the player, Austin Kachi. Dort College turns it over as the ball goes up into the stands. Brema High will bring it up. High setting the offense with his team, enjoying an 18-point lead. For Dort College, you want to just get it down to single digits. Rich misses three, no good. Rebound taken away by Lindberg. Lindberg over the basketball. He gives it up to Rindles. Rindles driving in, no good. Rebound taken down by Denherter, but it's taken away from him by Chernesky. Chernesky gives it up to High. High with the basketball. high, drives in, layup, no good, but a foul on the play called on Dort College and Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for the personal foul on the drive to the hoop by DeArmond Davis. 29-11 our score. So Davis to shoot two free throws. He was fouled in the act of shooting. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. This is the first free throw of the season. So Davis will go to the free throw line for another free throw. He's 0 for 1 this season. Now 1 for 2. He makes the second free throw. Davis with 3 points. And the Dort College defenders trail 30-11. 30-11 our score. Dort College trailing. See if they can cut into the lead. Danny Voss into the ballgame for the first time today. Terpstra with it at the top of the key. Comes right side over to Voss. Voss goes into the corner. Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball back over to Kachi. Kachi down to the baseline. 15-footer. Rainbows it. No good. Rebound fought for. Taken down by Tyler Walterstorff off the deflection. Walterstorff out front. Lindbergh. Extra pass right side over to Kachi. Kachi three ball. Got it. 8 points for Kachi. And the Dort College defenders trail 30-14. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA, and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC, and by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Rayma High with the basketball. Dort College trailing 30-14. High with it. Goes into the right corner. Gives it up to John Prince. Prince to High. High to Burnett. Chernesky. Chernesky comes back right side. Shot on the way. And we've got a blocking foul called on Tyler Walterstorff. So Tyler Walterstorff whistled for the blocking foul. His second. And free throws on the way for Dominus Burnett. Burnett with 9 early points. I've got him up on the board for 7. I have him for 9. Burnett, the 86% free throw shooter. He's 0 for 1 today. 7:03 left to go in the first half. Free throw on the way for Burnett. This one is up and good. Second free throw on the way for Burnett. 31-14, Davenport in front. Free throw is up, and that one's off the back iron. No good. Rebound taken away by Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Lindbergh passes right side, Danny Voss. Voss into the corner, Terpstra. Ball fake, drives in, puts it up, gets the ball, shot to go. He's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. So Dort College with an opportunity to cut into the lead with a three-point play by Alex Terpstra. Terpstra able to get the defensive player from Davenport to buy the ball fake. Free throw is up by Terpstra, and Terp makes the three-point play. And the defenders chipping away, trailing 31-17. 6:54 left to go in the first half. That foul was charged to Burnett. That was, I beg your pardon, that was on Chernesky. Chernesky whistled for his second personal. Davenport with the basketball, goes right side, Betcher. Swing pass over the top, comes back to Prinz. Prince to High. High, reverse layup is good. High with 7. Dort College trails 33-17. Danny Voss with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with it. Back to Voss. Voss, left side, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball at the top of the key. Comes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra to Voss. Voss underneath Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf posting up. Waltersdorf, crossover move. Gets the shot up off of the glass. No good, but there for the tap-in is Terpstra. Terpstra with a two-point basket. He's got five off of the bench. Dort College trails 33-19. Davenport basketball. Out front with it is Prince. Prince gives it up Burnett. Burnett working on Lindbergh. Ball deflected by Voss. Picked up on the floor by Lindbergh. And jump ball. It'll be an alternating possession. It should be Dort College basketball, and it is. Our officiating crew tonight, Tyler Brady, Matt Reisner, and Jason Harstick. Some fresh faces in terms of the officiating crew tonight. Some guys that we haven't seen much of in GPAC basketball. Two out of the three for certain. Tyler Waltersdorf for the basketball, puts it on the floor, down to the baseline, puts it up, drew the contact, and he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. The foul goes on Betcher, that's his second. Tyler to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Dort College trailing 33-19. Walt, a 79% free throw shooter coming into the ballgame. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Free throw by Walt is short, no good. And another free throw on the way for Tyler Waltersdorf. 5:41 left to go in the first half. This will be the 13th free throw shot by the defenders here in the first half. Up to this point, they are 8-for-12, I believe. 7-for-12, beg your pardon. And now 7-for-13. Boy, you knock those free throws down, you're right back in this ballgame. Instead, you're trailing by 14, 33-19. Pass goes left side. With it is Kevin Rich. Rich with the basketball. Rich goes over to High. High, short corner, right side, Davis. Davis comes back out front with the basketball. Driving in is McLeod. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Kachi. Kachi with the basketball. He's got a man coming up hard from behind. With it on the left side, Kachi. Rindles. Rindles swings right side, Terpstra. Terpstra to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf deep in the right corner. Back over to Kachi. Kachi top of the key. Rindles. Rindles looking for Terpstra. Gives it up Lindbergh. Lindbergh reverses Kachi. Kachi double teamed outside Rindles. Extra pass. Three-pointer no good by Terpstra. There for the rebound and the putback is Tyler Waltersdorf. He's got three. Dort College trailing 33-21. Davenport basketball. They go to McLeod. McLeod shot partially blocked, but there for the rebound and the putback is Ford. Beg your pardon, Burnett. And now Tyler Waltersdorf takes it away. Waltersdorf gives it up to Rindles. Here comes Dort College trailing by 12. Nate Rindles with the basketball. He comes right side, Austin Kachi. Kachi with it. Out front, Terpstra. Terpstra left side, tie. Tie, three, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Burnett up the floor with it. Davenport setting the offense. They come over to Kevin Rich. Right side pass, Gamble. Gamble, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles to Kachi. Kachi has Terp open on the left side. Crosses over. Drives in, tries to draw the foul, no call comes. Here comes Gamble back the other way. Gamble dumps it off, and the layup by McLeod is good. 35-21, Davenport in front. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Davenport. 3:51 left to go in the first half. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Davenport has used a couple of timeouts this evening. They have four remaining. Dort College also has used two. They've got four left. 3:51 left to go in the first half. 35-21. Davenport in front. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles with it on the right side. Still has his dribble, gets around his man, lays it up, shot no good, but a late foul comes in, and Reynolds will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on the play against Darman Davis. He's whistled for his second. York College in the double bonus from here on out. This will be the 14th and 15th free throw shot by Dort College here in the first half. Reynolds makes the first free throw. He makes Dort College 8 for 14 from the charity stripe. Checking into the contest for Davenport is Mike Betcher. Checking out of the contest is Davis. And Reynolds misses the second free throw. 35-22 our score. Davenport in front. Boy, Dort College makes their free throws. They are right in this ballgame. Instead, they're trailing by Baker's dozen, just trying to make it a single-digit ballgame before halftime. With the basketball is Gamble. Gamble goes right side to Kevin Rich. They dump it underneath. Little hook shot in the lane by John McLeod is good. He's got 4 points. 37-22. Davenport in front. Comes over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh looking for Brian Sumner. And Sumner goes top of the key. Now to Lindbergh. Lindbergh on the right elbow. Lindbergh looking. Fakes the handoff, now drives down to the baseline. Nothing there, double team, 9 seconds to shoot. Outside Sumner. Sumner, three, got it. Brian Sumner with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 37-25. 2:35 left to go in the first half. Davenport basketball, Gamble. Gamble on the right side, Dort College extending their zone defense. Davenport, they go right elbow to Mike Betcher. Betcher gives it up, Gamble. Gamble deep in the left corner. Gamble looking. Had a man open underneath for a moment. Comes back outside. Gamble, jump stop, kicks it out. Three on the way is good by Kevin Rich. Two threes for Kevin Rich. And the defenders trail 40-25. 2 minutes left to go in the first half. Reynolds goes right side, Sumner. Sumner. And an illegal screen is called on the defenders. Brian Sumner whistled for the personal away from the ball. 1:54 left to go in the first half. Davenport 40, Dort College 25. Nick Gamble will walk it up. Davenport has not wanted to play up-tempo. They are content to walk it up, use some shot clock. They do not take quick shots. Gamble working out front. Comes back right side, might have traveled with it. Burnett. Burnett the lane there. Now Gamble. Gamble off of the glass, no good. Rebound tapped out. Race for it. Coming away with it is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with the basketball. Drops it off Reynolds. Reynolds layup good. Nate Reynolds with 3 points. The assist and steal to Lindbergh. Well, actually, the rebound to Lindbergh. He started the break. 40-27, Dort College down 13. Gamble running the point guard. They give it down low, driving in, putting the shot up. No good. Missed it, did Burnett. Here comes Dort College down by 13. Right side, Kachi. Kachi extra pass. Long three by Kachi. Got it. 11 for Kachi. Dort College has cut it down to 10, 40-30. 48 seconds remaining in the half. Gamble with it on the right side. Gamble picks up his dribble. He passes back out front to Mike Betcher. Three-pointer answering is good by Burnett. Burnett with the three-point basket. Dort College trails 43-30. Dort College can hold for the final shot if they want. Looks like Reynolds will back it out to the center jump circle. 43-30, Dort College trailing by a baker's dozen. Had it down to a 10-point game moments ago. The three-pointer by Burnett makes it 13, 10 seconds now. They go to Herder, Lindbergh. Lindbergh spins off the glass, no good. Rebound. And with 6/10 of a second left, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College on the scrum underneath the basket. And Davenport will be able to pass it in and get her off a desperation heave in all likelihood. Throwing it will be John McLeod. McLeod gets it in, and that's the end of the half. 43-30, Davenport in front. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Speaking frankly, if you had told me 5 minutes into this contest that it was going to be a 13-point ball game at halftime, Dort College trailing, I would have taken that. First 5 minutes to 10 minutes could not have gone much worse for the defenders as they fell behind by as many as 29-9. Dort College went to his own defense. Davenport didn't respond well. Dort College outscored Davenport from that 29-9 difference. 21-14. And they cut 7 points off of what was a 20-point difference. They actually had it down to a 10-point ball game at one point, 40-30, before a three-pointer by Dominus Burnett made it 43-30. Dort College unable to get a shot off at the end of the half. And that's how we go to the locker rooms, 43-30. Unofficial numbers at halftime. Dort College led by Austin Conchi with 11 points, Alex Terpstra with 5. 3 each for Brian Sumner, Tyler Waltersdorf, Kyle Lindberg, and Nathan Rindles. 2 for Dalton Franken. For Davenport, they were led by Burnett with 13 points by my count. 7 for Brama High. 4 for Javante Ford. 3 for DeArmond Davis. 6 for Kevin Rich. 3 for Mike Betcher. 4 for John McLeod. And 3 for Nick Gamble. As they put 43 points up on the board, this is a team that's averaging 78 points per game. For Dort College, they come in averaging over 100 points per contest, but the high-octane offense of last weekend and the high point production of Tuesday evening, don't put too much into those. This will be a high-scoring, but they are not going to hang 100 on people regularly, especially teams like Davenport. And quite honestly, a team like Davenport is more similar to what we will be seeing in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this season. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders trailing Davenport 43-30 at halftime. Dort College, 9 of 27 from the floor, 33.3%, 4 for 15 on threes, 26.7%, 8 of 15 on free throws, 53.3%. For Davenport, 17 of 33 from the floor, 51.5%, 6 of 16 on threes, 37.5%, 3 for 7 on free throws for 42.9%. Rebounding dead even at 20 apiece. Davenport with 11 assists. Dort College with 6 assisted baskets. Turnovers, Dort College 6, Davenport has had just 1. Gave you the point totals already. Let's take a look at the rebounding. Javante Ford with 6 to lead Davenport. Kyle Lindberg with 7, and Tyler Walters. Kyle Lindberg with 3 assists. David Chernesky credited with 2 assists for Davenport. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of Dort College Basketball made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. Back with more right after this. Coming up the remainder of the weekend on Dort College Radio. Dort College basketball will not be broadcast tomorrow. We will have Dort College football for Hastings at the 1 o'clock kickoff. That'll be Great Plains Athletic Conference football action. Dort College volleyball tomorrow evening will be available via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. Jeremy Angers will have the call of that contest, and again, that will be at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Sorry if I sounded a little distracted when we were going through that scheduling. Still trying to work some of the kinks out with this wireless connection here at the Boltman Center. And for those of you listening, we apologize for any dropouts you may be noticing. Tomorrow, the Dort College football team is at Hastings. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tomorrow evening, Dort College volleyball as the defenders take on Briar Creek Conference quarterfinal round play. That will be tomorrow evening at 7:30, and that will be available on a webcast at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. Pass over the top, gets into Burnett. Burnett with the basketball on the right side. Brama Hall with it. Hall with it on the right wing. He passes back out front to Chernesky. Chernesky with the basketball looking for the backdoor cut. Chernesky down to the baseline, puts it up. Shot is good. Chernesky makes it 45-30. Dort College down 15. Left side pass over to Franken. Franken with the basketball into the lane. Nothing there. Back over to Kachi. Kachi. Right side Rindles. Rindles to Franken. Franken jump stop. Dumps it off for Waltersdorf. Ill-advised pass. Taken away by Davenport. Coming up with it is Ford. Long pass into the front court. And losing the ball. Swooping in was Davis. Here comes Dort College back the other way. Right side pass Lindberg. Lindberg has a step and diving in to take the ball away is Burnett. Burnett with the fast hands takes it away. Burnett into the front court. 1 minute gone here in the second half of play. Brama High with the basketball. He's got it on the right wing. Gives it up to Chernesky. Chernesky's pass down low for Burnett. He missed the shot. Here comes Dort College down 15, 45-30. Lindberg goes into the corner to Rindles. Rindles, double team, kick out pass Franken. Franken over to Kachi. Kachi three, rattles it, no good. Halfway down, pops back out. Dort College shooting subpar this evening. Driving in the other way is High. High shot is good. Count the hoop, and he's fouled on the play. 9 points for High. He'll go to the free throw line for the three-point play opportunity. So Nathan Rindles whistled for the personal, his second. Kyle Lindberg will check out of the ballgame. High will go to the free throw line. David Denherter back in for the defenders. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for High. High with a three-point play. He's got 10 points. And bringing the basketball up is Rindles. Rindles comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf comes right side over to Rindles. Rindles down to the baseline. Rindles dumps it off for Denherter. Denherter layup good. David Denherter with his first 2 points of the day. Dort College trails 48-32. Davenport basketball high. High with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Looking for the pass underneath. Instead goes to Chernesky. Chernesky at the top of the key. Sets a screen out front. Gets the return pass now over to Ford. Ford dumps underneath Chernesky. Chernesky left-handed hook. No good. Rebound taken away by Denherter. Denherter over to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi on the wing. Comes back over to Franken. Franken attacks the basket. Nothing there. Tries to throw to pass it to back outside to Rindles, and it's taken away by High. High driving in. Count the hoop, and he's fouled. Brama High with an opportunity on another three-point play. He's got 12 points already. And looking for more here. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. 51-32. Quickly jumping up on Dort College by 19 again. Dort College had cut 10 points off of the lead. Tyler Waltersdorf passes over to Franken. Franken right side Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. Rindles gives it up, Franken. Franken out front, guarded by Burnett. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler puts it up, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play, and Tyler Waltersdorf will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Davis whistled for the personal foul. That's his third. Team foul number one on Davenport in this half. Dort College is tipped away. Walthersdorf, 2 for 5 now from the free throw line. Free throws for the first half. 8 for 15, and now 1 of 2 that time is Walthersdorf. Missed the second one. Here comes Davenport back the other way with a head full of steam. Missing the shot is Burnett. Rebound taken away by the defenders. Here comes Rindles. Rindles right side, Tyler. Tyler with the basketball. Tyler drives in, puts it up, drew the contact, no call made. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up, and he's fouled on the play. Going to the free throw line will be David Den Herter, shoot a pair. First free throw by Den Herter, no good. Nine of 18 now as a team. Free throw by Den Herter is up and good. Dort College continuing to make about 50% of their free throws. Dort College trails 51-33. Well, the basketball out front is high. High goes into the corner. Javante Ford. Ford's three, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Here comes Dort College. Pass ahead to Franken. Franken with it on the left sideline. Comes back over to Rindles. Rindles shakes. Comes back over to Franken. Franken double teamed. Passes it back out to Rindles. Rindles reverses right corner. Kachi. Kachi down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. 19 to shoot. Kachi with it. Looking for the dump pass down low for Walthersdorf. Gets it to Tyler. Tyler with the basketball, double team, comes back outside, Rindles, Rindles, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Den Herter, bodies hit the floor, coming away with it, Davenport. Davenport up the floor with it, quickly is Ford. Ford, layup good. 6 points for Ford. 53-34 our score. Coming back the other way is Rindles. Rindles over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf dumps it underneath Den Herter. Den Herter puts it up, draws the contact, gets the shot to go, and he's fouled. Den Herter will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play. 53-36, Dort College down 17. 15:55 remaining. So David Den Herter shooting another free throw. He's got 5 second-half points. On the floor for the defenders now, Terpstra, Lindberg, Sumner, Rindles, and Den Herter. Den Herter is shooting the free throw. Den Herter, the junior from Sioux Center, gets that one to kick off the heel, and it drops through. Dort College trails 53-37. Davenport back to the high. Over to Prince. Back screen, lob pass over the top. Davenport with the basketball. They are unable to convert. Comes back outside. Three-pointer rattles out, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Davenport and Javante Ford. It's foul number 3 on Ford. And the Dort College defenders will inbound it with the length of the floor in front of them. So Dort College with the basketball, bringing it up is Rindles. Rindles on the left side. Rindles comes back over to Lindberg. Lindberg puts it on the floor, and he is fouled on the play. The foul's going to go on John Prinz. So Prinz will draw the personal. And the Dort College defenders will inbound to my right in front of the defender bench. Dort College trailing 53-37. Pass comes into Rindles. Rindles with the basketball. He's on the left side. Rindles throws it away. Terpstra coming to the top of the key and reading the pass was Javante Ford. Ford loses it underneath, but Rindles, well, and it's going to be last touched by Davenport. Dort College catches a break. And let's see if they're able to capitalize. So Dort College bringing the ball up. Comes out front to Lindberg. Lindberg with the basketball. Lindberg back to Rindles. Rindles goes left side, Terpstra. Terpstra gives into the corner, Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Back over to Rindles. Three-pointer, good. Terpstra with the three-point basket. He's got eight, and the defenders are back to within 13 at 53-40. 53-40, our score. Bringing the basketball up. This is Gamble. Gamble has it at the top of the key, setting the offense in Davenport. Gamble. Gamble drives the lane. His shot off of the back iron, no good. Gets his own put back, good. Gamble with the two-point basket. And it's 55-40. Davenport with a lead and Dort College with the basketball. Sumner puts it on the floor. His 17-footer rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound corralled by Javonte Ford. Bringing the basketball up. Layup at the other end by Dominus Burnett. Burnett with 15 by my count. And just like that, Davenport's back up by 17, 57-40. And now we have a foul called on the drive to the hoop by Rindles. So Rindles is fouled on his way to the hoop. He'll shoot two free throws. That foul called on McLeod. And that is foul number four on McLeod up on the scoreboard. I didn't realize he was in that kind of foul trouble. Rindles misses the first free throw. Well, Dort College, a big part of their game plan this season is to be the free throw line. And unfortunately, tonight they have not taken care of business at the free throw line. So Dort College shooting free throws will be Rindles. And Rindles makes one of two free throws. Dort College trails 57-41, 13:43 remaining. Pass comes right side, three off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for, and it's tipped out and controlled by Rich. Rich goes over to Gamble. Gamble at the free throw line. Comes back out front to Chernesky. Davenport will set the offense against this zone defense applied by Dort College. Gamble with it. Gamble will drive in. Off-balance shot, finger roll is good. Gamble averaging 7 points per game. He's got seven this evening. Davenport leads 59-41. Tyler Walterstorff goes left side over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball, comes out front to Franken. Franken with it, gives it up into the corner, Terpstra. Terpstra, his pass down low, is kicked out of bounds by Rich. Dort College will have the basketball, 13:02 remaining. So the free throw, inbounding the basketball at the free throw line extended. Iskachi gets it into Rindles. Dort College down 18, 59-41. Rindles goes right side over to Terpstra. Now Franken. Franken, Kachi, 10 seconds on the shot clock. And Kachi is stripped on the way up, and he's fouled on the play. Going to the free throw line will be Austin Kachi to shoot a pair. Kachi with 11 points here this evening. Opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. So the free throw on the way by Kachi is up and good. 59-42, Dort College trailing. A second free throw on the way for Kachi. This one is up, and Kachi makes both of them. 59-43, Kachi with 13 points. Davenport basketball, right side, goes over to Rich. Rich gives into the corner, this is Gamble. Gamble at the top of the key, kick out pass, three-pointer on the way, is good. Javonte Ford with 9 points, and the defenders trail 62-43. 62-43, our score, comes over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Kachi, Kachi into the corner, back over to Terpstra, shot no good. Fight for the rebound, taken away by Chernesky. Chernesky, ahead of the pack, it goes Gamble. Gamble dumps it off, and a slam dunk by Davenport's John McLeod. McLeod with 6 points. 64-43, Davenport with their biggest lead of the ballgame, responding to the threat by Dort College near halftime when they got it down to 10. Rindles with the basketball out front. He goes back over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Kachi. Kachi with the basketball at the top of the key. Kachi into the lane. Kick out pass, Rindles, ball fake, free throw line, nothing there. Comes back over to Kachi, 15 to shoot. Kachi will put it up from long range. He hits the three. 16 for Kachi. Dort College trails 63-46. Beg your pardon, 64-46. This is Nick Gamble on the right wing for Davenport. Thought about the 17-footer. Instead goes over to Chernesky. Chernesky down to the baseline. His off-balance shot is good. He's got 4 points. Dort College trails 66-46. Comes over to Franken. Franken drives in. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound taken away by Davenport. Davenport off and running. Back the other way, Gamble. Gamble puts it up off the glass, no good. And an over-the-back foul called. A pushing foul on the rebound called on Davenport, I believe. That's going to go on Chernesky. That's his third. Team foul number 8 on Davenport. And they're out. First free throw by Waltersdorf is off the heel, no good, and Dort College's free throw shooting woes continue. Davenport basketball. Gamble after Dort College misses the front end of the 1-1. Davenport with the basketball, working it down low is Davis. Davis gives it up. And the easy 2-point basket by John McLeod. He's got 8 points, and the defenders trail 68-46. Right side of the basketball is Kachi. Kachi, free throw line jumper, left side, whispers it through. Austin Kachi with a 2-point basket. Kachi with 7 here in the second half. Dort College trails by 20. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. Dort College trailing 68-48. You're listening to KDTR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. 10:27 left to go in this ball game. Dort College trailing by 20. And the defenders playing defense on Nick Gamble. Comes back right side. Out front with it is Prince. Kick out pass. 3 off the heel. No good. Rebound taken away by Den Herter. Gives it up to Kachi. Kachi for the basketball. Kachi feeds it right side. Danny Voss, and Voss is fouled on the play. De'Armon Davis hits the floor in a heap, and he bounced his head off of the floor as he came down on that play, and Danny Voss will go to the free throw line and will shoot a pair. He's fouled in the act of shooting. So De'Armon Davis whistled for the personal. So free throws on the way. They're going to call that foul on John McLeod. They've got 3 up now on the board for McLeod. Now 4 for De'Armon Davis. Free throws for Danny Voss. Voss, free throw, good. Another one on the way for Danny Voss. Dort College defenders trailing 68-49. We're at the midpoint of the second half of play. Second free throw is up and good. So Danny Voss makes both free throws, and the defenders trail 68-50. Well, the basketball out front is High. High working against Danny Voss. Voss, the freshman from Ripon, California, and Voss is going to get called for a hand check. Voss picks up foul number 1. That is team foul number 3 on the defenders in this half. 9:54 remaining. If Dort College is going to make a run, you've got to start breaking it down. You've got to get down to single digits somehow. Davenport basketball, they throw it in, and Den Herter boots it up into the bleachers. Mike Betcher trying for the entry pass, and the defenders will size things up again defensively. 9:52 remaining in this ballgame. Lob pass comes into Kevin Rich, picking up the loose ball. Was High. 3-pointer is up and good for Betcher. Thatcher makes the three. He's got six, and the Defenders trail 71-50. With it on the right side is Kachi. Kachi with the basketball in between the circles. He goes to the left side over to Voss. Voss with the ball. Danny Voss gives it up to Sumner. Sumner over to Kachi. Kachi with the ball. Kachi goes right side over to Ty Walterstorff. Walterstorff shakes left, goes right. Double teamed. Puts it up, drew the contact, and he's fouled on the play. Well, Tyler Walterstorff working. And you make your free throws. Hate to belabor a point, but for Dort College, if you make your free throws, this is a much different looking ball game. And that is something that Dort College had been doing well up to this point. Dort College struggling, though, from the free throw line this evening. Making the first free throw was Walterstorff, and he kicks that one off the heel. One out of two is about as good as it has gotten for the Defenders tonight from the free throw line. So Dort College will be inbounding after the rebound was tapped out of bounds. They go right side over to Voss. Voss with the ball. Voss dumps it down low for Den Herder. Den Herder down to the floor. It's loose. It's still loose, and Sumner will force a tie-up with John McLeod. Well, for Dort College, you're looking for any sort of spark. And actually, that's going to be instead of a jump ball, that's going to be, they're going to say Davenport got possession of it and was able to call a timeout before the tie-up. So timeout on the floor, charge to Davenport. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web. Dort College trailing 71-51, 9 minutes remaining in the ballgame. And hitting the three is Mike Betcher, his third of the ballgame. He's one of those post players that looks like he's more comfortable on the perimeter. Dort College, the three-point shot, no good. And now collision on the rebound, and Herder goes down in a heap on the other end. And getting the dunk on the Davenport end is Kevin Rich. And Davenport has opened up a 76-51 advantage. Pass goes right side over to Kachi. Kachi with the basketball down to the baseline. Trying to work his way down to the baseline. Loses his dribble. Now picks it up. Gets it away to Den Herder. Den Herder to Voss. Voss to Kachi. Kachi guarded closely by John Prince. Kachi drives the lane and he is stripped of the ball. And coming away with it is Brema High. Team foul number five on the Defenders. Foul goes on Kachi. That's number two on him. Voss and Sumner are out. Terpstra and Rindles are in along with Kachi, Walterstorff, and Den Herder. Out front is High. High with the basketball. High gives it up. Betcher. Betcher another three. Missed it that time. Rebound taken away by the Defenders. Dort College trailing 76-51. Rindles tries to dump it off for Walterstorff. Walterstorff has it tapped away, and he loses it out of bounds. Last touch by the Defenders. It'll be Davenport basketball. Well, steep learning curve tonight for the Defenders, taking on an established top 10 program. Curious to see if you get to this point late in the season where this Dort College team can progress to. Davenport with the basketball, right side Kevin Rich. They dump it off underneath, and the two-point basket is good for McLeod. McLeod with 10 points. Davenport right now in control of this one, 78-51. Rindles on the right side, picks up his dribble, comes over to Tyler Walterstorff, now Austin Kachi. Kachi gives it up Den Herder. Den Herder double-teamed in the post, kick-out pass, Kachi. Kachi gets the three up, no good, and a foul called on Prince. And Austin Kachi will go to the free throw line to shoot three as he was fouled in the act of shooting a three-point basket. Oh, they say only a two. I thought Kachi was beyond the three-point line in the far corner. I couldn't see it from my vantage point. So just two free throws on the way for Kachi. First one is good. Another one on the way for Austin Kachi. 78-52, our score. Chernesky will check back into the contest. 7:23 left to go in the game. Davenport in front. John McLeod will check out of the ballgame. Kachi will shoot another free throw. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Kachi makes both free throws. 20 points for Kachi. He'll check out of the ballgame. Davenport will inbound the basketball, trailing 78-53 are the defenders. Davenport basketball in the backcourt, high. Brema high with it. He goes right side over to Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Burnett goes high post to Chernesky. Chernesky down to the baseline and gave it off to Betcher. Betcher, the two-point basket, he's got 11. Betcher averaging 8.5 points per game. North College trails 80-53. 6:50 left to play. Tyler Walterstorff driving the lane, and he's fouled again. Foul's going to go on John Prinz, I believe, and he can't believe it. Well, they're going to call it on Rich instead. I beg your pardon, that was number 5, Rich. Looking at Prinz, number 21. He left the ballgame, got those two mixed up. Free throw by Ty Walterstorff is good. Derek Gogg is going to check into the ballgame for the defenders. Checking out David Den Herter. So Ty Walterstorff, another free throw on the way. And Tyler's free throw is good. Tyler Walterstorff makes both free throws. He's got 6 points this evening. He's gotten to the free throw line 11 times, so that part of his game good. And on most nights, he's going to make over 70% of his free throws, so that's still going to be a very vital part of the North College offense. Davenport throws it away on the far end. North College gets the ball back. Nathan Rendles will bring it up against token pressure by High. Comes right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the wing. Comes back over to Tyler. Tyler drives the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. Got it blocked. Rendles comes away with it. Back over to Franken. Dalton Franken, 15-footer right elbow is good. Dalton Franken with 4 points. North College trails 80-57. 6:17 remaining in regulation. Ball tapped away. Still loose, picked up by Davenport. It's in the backcourt, nearly a 10 seconds call, and stepping on the sideline out of bounds is Brama High. Dort College will get the basketball back on the turnover. Dort College throwing the ball in. They get it in to Rendles. Rendles gives it up to Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball on the left wing. Comes back over to Dalton Franken. Franken with the basketball to Terpstra. Terpstra gives it up Rendles. Rendles into the lane. Nothing there. Gives it off to Gogg. Gogg to Terpstra. Terpstra, Franken. Franken, 17-footer. Good. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Dort College trails 80-59. So Dort College trying to cut into the lead, make it a little more respectable, see what can happen here down the stretch. Davenport basketball out front with it is Rich. Rich gives right corner to Burnett. Burnett down to the baseline, and Dalton Franken's going to pick up the personal foul, I believe. That's going to be number 3 on him by my count. See if the official scorekeeper and I are in agreement, and we are. 5:32 left to go in this ballgame. Davenport in control at 80-59. They've been in control most of the contest. Dort College has not had it down to single digits since early in the game. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
Every
Dort College Basketball made possible by Borensons and Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at Borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing farm mutual insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. And by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Alex Terpstra tips the ball free on the inbounds play. Dort College comes up with it. Rendles over to Terpstra. Left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff driving to the free throw line. Back over to Terp. Terp, 3, got it. Alex Terpstra with 11 points. Dort College trails 80-62. 5:10 remaining in this ballgame. Coming into the front court with it is Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Burnett comes right side to High. High down to the baseline. Cut off. They pass out front. Gogg on the defense. Stepping out, shooting a 3. Missed it. No good. That was
Kevin Rich. Dort College coming back the other way. Franken. Franken, Walterstorff. Walterstorff dumps it down for Gog. Gog to Walt. Walt, top of the key, Rendles. Rendles, double teamed, lost it on the way up. It's taken away. Here comes Davenport. Davenport, layup on the other end, is good by Ford. Ford with 7 points in the second half, 11 for the ballgame. Dort College trails 82-62. 4:25 remaining. Pass deflected, last touch by Alex Terpstra. It'll be Davenport basketball back. Tyler Walterstorff checks out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders now, Gog, Den Herter, Terpstra, Franken, and Voss. Brian Sumner is going to be checking in shortly as well. With the basketball is Chernesky. Chernesky to Burnett. Burnett with the basketball. Burnett's shot blocked by Gog, but a foul called on Derek Gog. Gog, a freshman prepped at Linmar High School with Cedar Rapids, Iowa as his hometown. He's 6 feet 7 inches tall, and he had a pretty good week playing some junior varsity minutes in a couple of games and getting his chance tonight at the varsity level to play some extended minutes. Dalton Franken checks out of the ballgame. 82-62, Dort College, down by 20. Austin Kachi is going to check into the ballgame. 82-62, Davenport in front. And making the second of the two free throw attempts is Burnett. Burnett 1-for-2. And Davenport leads 83-62, 4:08 remaining in the ballgame. Kachi gets the ball inbounded to Voss. Danny Voss, his pass is taken away by Davenport. Long pass, and Davenport was able to get into the passing lane. Dalton Franken's going to check back into the ballgame after a quick breather. Davenport basketball comes right side over to Davis. Davis gives into the corner to Gamble. Gamble, kick out pass. Burnett, Burnett deep left corner. Burnett nothing there, back to Gamble. Gamble gives it back, gets the return pass in the left corner, guarded there by Voss. Dumping it underneath, ball is loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Davenport. It'll be Dort College basketball. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Well, at this point, you're just looking for some sort of spark and just trying some different combinations. Trail by 21, 83-62. Sumner, kick out pass, Voss. Voss, three, missed it, no good. David and Herter got a hand on it, unable to control it, though. Here comes Davenport. Davenport racing the other way, Burnett. Burnett, layup, good, count the hoop, and he's fouled. Not a good matchup tonight for the defenders. There were stretches where played okay, but for the most part, that early run by Davenport, getting up 19-4 at one point and eventually 29-9 in the first half. And Dort College will send three new players into the contest. Burnett makes both free throws. And Burnett, I believe, with 20 points. Dort College with Gog, top, Vermeer, J.D. Bohr, and Kyle Lindberg on the floor. J.D. Bohr with the basketball. He goes left side. Gives it up to top. Top, swing pass over to Bohr. J.D. Bohr back over to top. Top, into the corner, Gog. Gog with the basketball. They give it to Lindberg. Lindberg on the elbow, back over to Gog. Gog with the top. Top, right side, Bohr. Bohr tries to feed it to Vermeer underneath, and a reach-in foul called on Austin Vermeer, the freshman from Layton, Iowa. And a one-and-one opportunity coming at the other end for Davenport. Like Brendan Cooper is going to check in for the first time tonight. Checking out of the contest for Davenport is DeArmond Davis. So one and one opportunity coming here for Gamble. Gamble with 7 points. A And the free throw is good. He's got eight. Five in the second half by my count for Nick Gamble. 2:46 left to go. Second free throw by Gamble, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Vermeer. Vermeer hands it off to Lindbergh. Lindbergh will bring it into the front court. Brandon Brewersma is going to check into the ballgame for the defenders. So Brewersma checks in. Lindbergh checks out. 2:39 left to go in the contest. Dort College inbounding. J.D. Bohr to throw it in. Bohr throws it in over the top, gets it to Top. Top. Andrew Top has it tapped away from him on the sideline, out of bounds, last touched by Davenport. It'll be Dort College basketball. Throwing the ball in on the sideline is Bohr. Bohr gets the ball inbounded, gives it to. Gets the return pass from Top. Bohr setting the offense. 15 to shoot for the defenders. 2:25 left to go in the game. J.D. Bohr with the basketball at the top of the key. They lost the top, Brewersma. Brewersma loses it on the way up. It was stripped up by Gamble. And Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop with 2:18 left to go in the game. Bohr to throw it in. Bohr tries to thread the needle to Vermeer. Ball's down on the floor. And a jump ball alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, short turnaround for Dort College. Got to have a short memory on this one. Get set to play Trinity Christian tomorrow. 4 seconds on the shot clock. They get it into Top. 3 seconds. Top driving in, lays it up. Missed the basket, and the actually banked off of the backboard too strong. And the never drew iron. Top was able to split the defense. And the ball never touched the rim. And the Dort College defenders will now retreat as Davenport brings it up. This is Nick Gamble. Gamble goes right side. Gets the return pass to Cooper. Cooper over to Gamble. Gamble working against Bohr. Kick out pass. Davenport with the ball. Right side, John Prince. Prince with the basketball. Spin move. Puts up the off-balance shot. Off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Brewersma. Brewersma with the ball over to Bohr. Bohr with it across the timeline. J.D. Bohr with the basketball, left wing. J.D. comes back over to Top. Top trying to feed it underneath, and the ball comes loose, and it's taken away by Davenport, and a slam dunk on the other end by John McLeod. McLeod with 12 points, and Davenport leads 87-62. Beg your pardon, 89-62 now. 1:20 remaining. This one can't get over fast enough. Derek Gogg with it, double team. Davenport in a 1-3-1 zone. They go over to Bohr. Bohr with it on the wing, comes to Gogg. Gogg dumps it off underneath and unable to get the shot to go is Vermeer, but Vermeer will go to the free throw line. I believe that was Vermeer at least. My vision was shielded. And Austin Vermeer will go to the free throw line to shoot two as he was fouled in the act of shooting. The foul called on Cooper is his first. Free throw by Vermeer is good. 89-63. This one's up, and Vermeer makes one of two, and that's been the trend all night. Brewersma with the offensive rebound, unable to get the stick back. And here comes Davenport. Gamble running the offense. Gamble with it on the right wing. He's got it at the free throw line. Ball stripped by Top. Taken away by Bohr. J.D. Bohr quickly up the floor. J.D. into the lane. His layup, no good. Rebound fought for and tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Davenport basketball. 44.3 seconds remaining. Dort College will fall to 2-1 for the season. Davenport will improve to 3-0. And I should say Dort College will go to 3-1 for the season. Davenport to 3-0. Right side pass, Gamble. Gamble with the basketball. Gamble on the right side. Gets the return pass. He's at the top of the key. 9 second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. And Gamble drives the lane. Layup with the left hand is good. He's got 10. And the Dort College defenders trail 91-263. 20 seconds remaining. Top down to the baseline. tries to pass it out of the double team, and stepping on the sideline, on the baseline out of bounds is Gamble. Dort College will get the basketball back. Throwing the ball in will be J.D. Bohr. Bohr to trigger it. Threads the needle to Brewersma. Brewersma, hook shot in a lane, left-handed, is good. Brewersma with the two-point basket, 91-65, and that in all likelihood is how this one's going to end. Davenport will walk it into the front court, and the Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 91-65. Dort College slips to 3-1. Davenport goes to 3-0. Let's take a break. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this.
Win.
This is the Wireless World wrap. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM for Dort College. We knew some of these nights would be coming this season as this team goes through growing pains, and there's no other way to describe it. And it'll be interesting to hear Coach Ross Dalma's take on this one when it's all said and done. As there were some bright spots, you have to look pretty deep to find them, though, and Dort College done in great part by what has been a strength for them this season in terms of free throw shooting, but their free throw shooting, I wouldn't call it atrocious, but it was not good. Hovering around 50% most of the night, they got to the free throw line repeatedly, and that is part of what this team's season and offense is built on. They want to get to the free throw line, and they did so. They just converted for a low percentage tonight, and I would guess by the time it's all said and done, it was within 5 percentage points, either above or below 50%. Dort College trailed in this one early 19-4. It was 25-5 and 29-9. Dort College did cut it down to a 40-30 ball game. That was near the conclusion of the first half, but a three-pointer by Davenport pushed them in front 43-30. And then the second half, when you thought maybe Dort College had a little momentum going, Davenport responded, pushing the lead up to 18 at 59-41, and Dort College never had a run in them. They trailed by 20 at 82-62, and the final ends up 91-65. Unofficially, Austin Koch, he led Dort College with 20 points. I have Dominus Burnett with 20 points as well for the Davenport Panthers. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Take another time out and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Ross Dalman taking a seat beside me as coach. We've said along the way this is a team that's going to learn and grow, and we don't want to use the excuse that they're a young team because you do have some veterans, but an eye-opener tonight for your Dort College defenders against a very good Davenport team. We knew they were good going in. They proved that tonight.
Mike, they just came out and got on top of us early, and we never really showed any resolve whatsoever. We had one or two runs throughout that where we hit a shot or two and made it look like perhaps we were going to go on a little bit of a spurt, but for the most part, we were held at bay and really didn't fight and compete like we needed to. So really played scared against a bigger and more athletic team, and they're definitely very good, no question about it, but our response could have been a whole lot better, I thought.
I thought you did. As said at the end of the broadcast, there were some positives, I thought, but you had to dig pretty deep for them. One of those was you still got to the free throw line 35 times, and you shot it actually better than I thought. I was going to say you're around 50%. You end up 22 of 35, 63%. That's a key part of your game tonight. You got there. You just didn't execute and make them.
No, we did it. And a lot of the possessions we had to get there were just disjointed as well. I mean, it wasn't clean. It wasn't a situation where it looked good getting us to that point. We just really struggled to really get anything going whatsoever. And I guess, you know, the real concern is defensively. We're just really not very good. They shot 57% from the floor, and having a hard time stopping things going towards the basket right now.
What do you do moving forward? I mean, obviously you're going to think about this one. You're going to break it down. You're going to look at it. What do you do moving forward? And I'm going to say in the short term, tomorrow morning, what do you do with this group tomorrow morning as you prepare to play Trinity?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we got to put forth a better effort. It's really come down to will we fight a little bit better. And there were a couple combinations of some really young kids on the floor tonight who were willing to do that, which is good to see. But we just need to be able to not give away possessions after possessions on both ends of the floor. I mean, we're just not a team that can do that. We just can't surrender and give away offensive or defensive possessions. And tonight we did on both ends of the floor. And so hopefully tomorrow we can be more consistent. We've used the word consistent a lot, and we just haven't been, you know. That's going to be something that we really need to push forward to.
Coach, I will let you go. I know you want to take a look at Trinity Christian in preparation for tomorrow, hoping for better days ahead for this team. And I think obviously there are better days ahead for this team. But right now, 91-65 loss, I guess this is a measuring stick. You see where you go from here, and we find out a little bit more about this team as the season unfolds, and that starts again tomorrow.
Sure does, Mike. We just got to take a look and see who's really going to come back and play hard tomorrow. We've shown different times throughout this year that we will, that we can. Tonight we certainly did not. So it'll be interesting to see once we come up with tomorrow.
Coach, I'll let you go. Thanks
Mike,
for stopping by. That's Coach Ross Dama on the Wireless World postgame wrap for Dort College tonight. You heard us talking about some of the numbers. Dort College 18 for 49 from the floor, 37%, 7 of 23 on threes, 30%, 22 of 35 on free throws, 63%. For Davenport, 37 of 65 for 57%, 9 for 24 on threes, 38%, 8 for 14 on free throws, 57%. Dort out-rebounded Davenport slightly, 35-33. Turnovers, Dort had 17, Davenport had 8. Dort College was led in scoring tonight by Austin Kachi, 20-point. Alex Terpstra credited with 11 points off of the bench. Kachi, 5-for-9 from the floor, 4-for-6 on three-pointers. 7 points for Tyler Waltersdorf, 7 rebounds as well for Walt. 4 points for Dalton Franken, 4 points for Nate Rindles, 3 for Kyle Lindberg. 2 points for Danny Voss, 3 points for Austin Vermeer, 6 for David Denherter, 2 for Brandon Brewersma. Rebounds for Dort College, 8 for Lindberg in 23 minutes of play, 7 for Tyler Waltersdorf, 5 for David Denherter, 4 for Nathan Rindles, 2 each for Austin Kachi and Dalton Franken. 3 assists for Kyle Lindberg, 2 each for Nathan Rindles, Tyler Waltersdorf and Brian Sumner. And 2 steals for Danny Voss. For Davenport, they were led tonight by Dominus Burnett with 17 points, 14 for John McLeod, 13 for Brema High, 11 by Javonte Ford, 11 by Mike Betcher, 10 for Nick Gamble, 8 by Kevin Rich, 4 for David Chernesky, and 3 for DeArmond Davis. 7 points for Ford tonight, 7 rebounds, I should say, to go along with an assist and 2 steals. High and Burnett had 3 steals each. High also had 2 assists, and Chernesky had 2 assists. Davenport goes to 2-0 for the season. I beg your pardon, 3-0 for the season. Dort College slips to 3-1. We'll be back with a final word from the Boltman Center. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. Back to wrap up tonight's contest right after this. Some GPAC scores coming in. These are non-conference games. Men's basketball, Benedictine over Hastings, 73-58. Women's basketball, Valley City over Doan, 68-65. Morningside, 94. Grandview, 56. Hastings, 77. Kansas Wesleyan, 65. Next up for the Dort College athletic teams, tomorrow morning at 10:45, the Defender women's cross-country team will be running at the GPAC Championships in Seward, Nebraska. That'll be followed by the men's race at about 11:30. Also tomorrow afternoon, Dort College football at Hastings, 1 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Tomorrow afternoon at 2:30, Dort College men's basketball taking on Trinity Christian. That's the team that will be facing Northwestern here shortly at the Boltman Center. Dort College hockey in action tomorrow evening as well, as they play Aurora on the road. And the Dort College Defender volleyball team wraps up the day by facing the Briarcliff Chargers in GPAC quarterfinal round play tomorrow evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium, 7:30 start time. You can see that match via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. That is tomorrow evening. That's going to do it for our broadcast tonight of Dort College basketball. Davenport defeats Dort College 91-65. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.